Self-service ticket machines at railway stations apparently don't always offer the cheapest price to passengers. That's the conclusion of an investigation by The Telegraph. The newspaper reports that in some cases, customers can pay more than £200 for a ticket that they could have bought for £100 cheaper at another machine in the same station. Have you ever tried to buy a ticket from one of these ticket machines and got a raw deal? Alternatively, maybe you're a big fan of them and think they reduce queues for the ticket office. Our reporter Tim Johns has been trying them out.
It must be simple, right? I want to get on a train, I need a ticket, I'm going to tell the machine where I'm going, it's going to give me a ticket. What could possibly go wrong? So I'm walking towards London Euston Railway Station. There are commuters and tourists everywhere I look. I quite fancy an overnight stay somewhere, so I'm going to look for a train ticket that will take me away now and bring me back tomorrow. Now, I spent a few years of my life living in lovely Lincoln, in the heart of Lincolnshire over in the East Midlands, so I'm quite tempted to visit there for the night. So here I am in the ticket office. There are banks and banks of machines all over the place. Here's one. I'm going to click buy to buy a ticket. I'm presented with a raft of different destinations. Can I see Lincoln on the screen? No. Birmingham, Coventry, Hempstead, Milton Keynes, nice, Rugby, Station Finder, yes. L-I-N, has it popped up? There it is, Lincoln in the middle of the screen, that's where I want to go, Lincoln. This is quite easy. Oh. Okay, now I have a choice of tickets. I could get a super off-peak single, a super off-peak single via Retford, an anytime single, an off-peak return, anytime return, super off-peak return via any permitted route, super off-peak return via Retford, anytime single via Retford, off-peak return via Retford, or an anytime return via Retford. Oh, wait, there's a button that says more. I could also get a seven-day season ticket, first anytime single, first anytime return, seven-day season pass, first anytime single, first anytime return, seven-day season first, or a seven-day season. I don't think I want any of them. I'm going to go back. Right, I just need something that says the word return in it. I mean, crucially, I want to come back tomorrow, so I suppose if I just want to hop on the first train and get on any train tomorrow, I'm going to choose an anytime return. Anytime return from London to Lincoln, any route permitted. Total price, £150. Blimey. Press confirm, stick your card in the machine. And that is that.
I'm going to queue up in the ticket office now, and there is quite a queue, and just check I did the right thing.
There. Can I just get a quote for a ticket today? Sure. I wanted to go to Lincoln, preferably today, coming back tomorrow.
69.
69 return. 69 return to go today and come back tomorrow. Okay, so I've managed to spend £150 on a ticket which should have cost £69. I suppose it probably was on that screen, and if I press the information button next to every single ticket, I could have probably deduced the problem. There was a queue behind me, there was a wealth of options. I'll be honest, it was a lot easier just to go and ask a human, how much does it cost? And lo and behold, she told me the cheapest price. Well, I'm back in the office now after applying for a refund. Hello, Jeremy Vine team.
Hello.
And two quick things. The first is, I realised after I left the station that, in fact, the train I wanted to get, it didn't even leave from the place where I bought the ticket. It went from a different station, a 10-minute walk away. And the machine, of course, didn't tell me that or give me the routes or the times or anything else. Secondly, I had a quick look when I was back in the office, and if I were to book onto a specific train, booking online in a couple of weeks, I could make the same journey for £25.
Wow, that was Tim Johns reporting on his struggles. We will speak to the commercial director of Chiltern Railways, who says some of the criticism is unfair. But first of all,